Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. Freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about productivity and consistency. Now, productivity and consistency really go hand in hand. I always like to use this little story. We have Joe on one hand, likes to go all in for a week, works 15-hour days, and arrives at the weekend, keeps on working, burns out, and then starts the week after with a completely different mindset. He's not productive, he's not feeling good. And on the other hand, we have Jane. Jane knows that she needs to really manage her energy and her focus. She works hard, but she's also able to put the foot off the gas and like start thinking about other things, self-care, learning, mentoring, being able to manage all these different things so that she can get to the weekend, really get her mind in the right place, and then start really with a bang on the week after and keeps on performing every single week after that. So between the two people, of course, we know who's going to go the furthest. It's Jane in this case. And I want you to think about it. So the first thing that you want to do is always take the time to clear your mind and motivate yourself before starting your day. Now, I'm not talking about as soon as you wake up. As a matter of fact, I always tell you to eat the frog as soon as you wake up, meaning do the hardest thing of the day as soon as you wake up. But right after that, I want you to really take the time to listen to a motivational book maybe, or to meditate for 10 minutes. Do something to get back in center so that you know exactly where you're coming from. You're coming from a perspective of control and not reaction to the world around you. Point number two, when you start slacking, journal your feelings and process them before they take a hold of your day. Guys, this is super important. You always have these unprocessed feelings within you, and all of a sudden, you may have had just like a small, you know, thing that happened throughout the day that annoyed you, but if you let it sit there for a long enough time, what's going to happen is you're going to start feeling negative feelings and emotions. And those negative feelings and emotions will put you in a negative state of mind and mindset. You're not going to be as confident. You're going to be seeing the world around you, not in a positive way, but again, a negative one. So you always want to write down why you feel a certain way, put that into perspective, so that then you can let it go and move on. Point number three, plan your meals around your workload so you don't have energy dips. I always see people having these breaks just because the clock says that they need a break. Don't do that. If you're doing amazing work, keep on doing amazing work. Once you're done that task, then that's the time when you'll be like, okay, it's time for me to take a nice break, eat, rest, whatever you need to do, listen to a book, do some courses. But don't, again, split your day just because it's lunchtime or dinner time. Especially if you own a business, you know this very well. Work needs to get done when you feel at your best, right? Point number four, do the hardest thing of the day right away to increase confidence and get more done. Again, it's called eat the frog. We always talk about this. If you do the hardest thing of the day as soon as you wake up, guess what your mind is gonna think about yourself? You're gonna be like, hey, I'm a boss, I feel great, I've done work already, the day couldn't be better already, I've had the perfect morning, right? So when you have the perfect morning, you are in a much better mindset. You're gonna be able to do great things in the afternoon, and guess what? Even if your afternoons are not gonna be perfect, your morning was. And if you always have and you scheduled the most important task of the day right in the morning, even if something goes wrong in the afternoon, you at least know that you were able to move your business and your life forward in the morning. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you next week.